Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 72nd episode of the THL podcast. And the room this week is buzzing. It's fucking buzzing because Loretta is deep into this transformational food and exercise program, and Hector has started.
I'm back under the iron. I'm back pumping iron. I am back on the bench, getting in under the iron.
And back with the Latvians and the Bulgarians.
Oh, me lats are in bits. My chest is so sore.
Tell us about the drugs, Hector.
Huh?
Tell us about the drugs you can get for weightlifting.
Well, you can take any amount.
What can you take?
You can take, well, look at
it. How about whey? Can you take whey?
You can take whey. You can take mass gain, multi-mass gain.
For bulk.
Yeah. That worked for me now. It's probably
multi-mass gain monster bulk powder.
Bulk powder?
Yeah. Bulk powder. Bulking
bulk powder. 2 scoops of it every day before your breakfast. 2 scoops at night.
Is it like angel dust?
I call it a bull semen just before you go to sleep.
Is it like angel dust, is it?
Mask bulking powders. Then I'm taking anabolic creatine, monoglucamine, glycine.
I went out with her sister. Anabolic. Susie Bollock.
No, I'm back in now. I started my first workouts in about 6 months or longer, and I'm in I'm in tatters.
Did you have a coach?
No, I know what to do myself, Tommy, at this stage.
What do you do?
Tommy, I've been training
since you were 11. Come on,
spare us
the fucking the slow motion fucking Netflix special. I've been training since I was 11.
This is the world of Tommy Tiernan. That there has to be somebody there to show you how to do it, and that somebody comes to
the
house.
Well, you do.
No, they don't. Yeah.
Look, yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
No, knowledge is self-gained in the gym.
No, you
have get
to
in and you realise, and a lad spots
somebody
you.
Has to show you at the start, because then you won't get it right, and then you're as well.
Yeah, so how did you know what weights
to
start off on?
Yeah, but this whole world of having a COACH standing beside you, looking in the mirror, flexing their own triceps, or looking
at... What if it was a young one helping you?
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. And I see it every day in the gym. That's fine. But I'm saying is, once you gain the knowledge, you go on your own journeys.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
We are here at the presence of the master.
Master. Once you know how to squat, and once you know how to bench press, and once you know what you're
doing.
How to
do Bulgarian squats.
Yeah, once you know what you're doing. So I'll do 2 body parts a day, 3 days a week.
You're like a mechanic.
No, but I am going to turn back into the mechanic I was, because for years when I was on Breakfast Radio, I was training 3 or 4 days a week. I never in my wildest dreams imagined that I put on 20 kilos and 20 kilos on a 20 kilo bar and start repping 60s and then building 70s, 80s, 90s, 100.
And the missus swinging off the biceps every Thursday.
My missus said to me, my missus said to me once, oh, there's a fine pair of shoulders there. I remember one of the days I was in the gym and I was going well. I was 3 or 4 years into heavy training and I was enjoying it, and I was finally seeing biceps and triceps. And everybody's tricep is different and everyone's bicep is different. Let me make that categorical statement. Tommy, the Tiernan bicep.
That is profound.
It's non-existent. I have the body of a slow lover.
Yeah, but you can change it.
Tommy's
if you
not built for width. I'm not built for width.
I'm built for speed of mind.
Yes, he's built for mind games.
and wit of the imagination.
He's not built for actual games.
All my muscles are in my skull.
Yeah.
I've done the
flexing
7...
Them all. He's flexing his eyebrows there all the time.
I've done the Netflix couch 7-month adventure. I've done all that. I've come out of this slow lockdown and I'm embracing the iron again.
But
I feel really sore. I tried to put my hands up on the pillow last night to do my little sort of vice grip squat with the elbows out dribbling on the pillow. I can't even haven't put my hands up. I have to put my hands down because I'm so sore. But I'm in bits.
Can you tell me, how did you know what weight to start off on?
Oh, you start off small, Tommy. What I hate seeing in the gym, and I will say this, and a lot of my clients say this, I don't want them struggling.
What's your school called?
My school is called the HOH.
H-O-H.
H-O-H.
Love it.
Hell or high water.
Oh.
You see lads struggling, and you see people struggling in the gym, and they're trying to do this in front of the mirror, and their whole body is arching to try and do a bicep.
Yeah, that's a bad job.
Ridiculous, ridiculous. I'll say this to anyone on this podcast or you guys now. Stand with 2 5-kilo dumbbells.
Yes.
Well, I start off on 3 kgs.
Right, so stand.
Each.
Okay, stand 6. There and try and lift them up.
Yes.
Vertically. Yes, and as if you're a seagull.
Yes. Yes. And then do.
And that does help if you make the seagull noises.
Like, yes, it
like you're looking
you
for bread.
Too.
Like, no, yeah, it can help, but it doesn't really. But what I'm saying is, at the end of that tilt, here's a little...
And 10 of them.
Yeah,
and see
do 3 sets
up.
Of 10. But what I will say to you here is I'll impart a little bit of knowledge.
Thank you.
As you're up here...
Jesus, sir, paying for this.
These are called side lateral extensions, yeah, for your shoulders.
Let me just remember
Side lateral extensions. Twist. Watch.
Oh, yeah, side lateral.
Yes.
Side lateral extensions for these. Look, bottle of wine, twist. Watch.
Oh, lovely.
Look at my hands, Loretta.
Yeah.
Bottle of wine, twist.
He's a waiter.
Bottle of wine twist.
And would you know, like, would you not need a coach to push you the extra mile that you need to go?
I suppose everyone's starting off, if you've never been in a gym and you want to go in and you want to sort of change the shape of your body and you want to start pumping iron, whatever weight you want to do, whatever your journey is, you have to get something to show in the beginning. But Tommy, I've been in there 15 or 20. Kyogen brothers, we've been pumping iron all our lives. It's part and parcel.
Not all of the brothers now, 2 out of 3. There'd be one of them who wouldn't be mad into weights. Is that fair enough, Hector?
That's a fair statement to make. Some of the Kyogen brothers would be into pumping iron. Mark, my youngest brother, I haven't said that.
More of a poet than a pumper.
Is it what?
I saw a set of dumbbells in Navan at the weekend. I was back in my old house.
Tell us.
I was back home for the weekend.
Great.
Tell us about Navan.
Don't. Just because you live 50 yards from the home house.
No. Tell us about
Navan. Myself and Tommy don't live near the home house.
I know. I said great. Go ahead. Tell us.
It was great to be back at
the home
house.
What did you do with the kids?
Huh?
Did you take to the China Garden?
Well, it was just a big old journey. We left Galway and I'd say it took us about an hour to get to Navan. We fairly hit the road in spots. And I've realised that my wife in the front of the car is not a good front seat passenger.
Why?
Because I like pushing it up a little bit on the old cruise control.
Oh, yeah?
Flick, 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 flick.
I'll tell you, the best flicker I ever seen in my life.
He's a good
just
flicker.
Just a flick, 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 flick.
There'd be a queue. There'd be a junior.
Let's just say 120 doesn't feel fast, does it?
Not at all.
No.
It went through a housing estate, or
if you're going through a village,
in the Air Square shopping centre. If you're going through Tesco,
120 coming down
on the old trolleys. Yeah.
120 coming down Chop Street.
Fairly lethal.
Yeah.
Fairly.
120 fucking going through Ballina.
Yeah. Too much. Yeah.
Too much.
So look, we hit the road in spots, and we got up to Navan fairly quickly. We went straight into Jaxie Kiernan's. And the boys bought the Meade jerseys.
Lovely.
They got the new training jerseys in Meade. And we did see Jaxie, walked around the town, went to the shopping centre, came back, and then we went. And our pilgrimage was complete on Saturday night as we went, as a family, with my brother Mark, to our favourite table in the greatest Chinese restaurant. Outside of China. The China Garden.
Wow.
Sunday then we went to Dublin for a few days. I was living in a hotel close to the Blanchardstown shopping centre for the last couple of days.
Wow, what a treat. And could you see all the cars going past?
Did you go to the shopping centre?
We went to the Blanchardstown shopping centre as an expedition on Monday.
Is it the Crown Plaza or the City? I played that hotel.
No. We stayed in the Castleknock Hotel. So in actual fact, we didn't stay in Blanchardstown. We stayed in leafy suburbia Castleknock. Beautiful spot and great people. Great staff. But the boys were never as happy as I let them off in the car park of the Blanchardstown shopping centre.
To go Robin Hubcaps. The Clare Galway boys love Robin Hubcaps.
I said to the lads, keep your phones
week
and your money tight and we'll see you here.
We're in Dublin now, they're bad bastards up here.
It's not like Clare Galway.
So what we did as a typical culty family walking in the doors of the Blanchardstown shopping centre, we spotted a place called Dunn Stores and we said, lads, Dipna, this is the rendezvous point.
Yes.
Come back here.
There is
in 2
nothing
hours
worse than country people going to the city without a plan.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
So dangerous. We all knew where Dunn Stores was.
Right. Yes.
And we all synchronised the watches and we all broke away into our individual shopping factions.
Yes.
Where did you go?
I went on my own.
Did you go to the Huey shop?
No, I went I went into JD Sports for a look.
What did you buy?
Nothing.
Really? Okay.
I went into Nike for a look. Bought nothing. I came out and I went into Zara and I picked up a few little bits.
For the wife?
Zara for men, Tommy.
Sorry, Hector. When did Zara start doing clothes for men?
They always have done clothes for men, Tommy.
What did you buy?
I bought some shirts.
He bought some nice slim size t-shirts that he can wear when he's got the guns out.
I bought some bits.
And have you been inspired by looking at the clothes that I wear? To try and say, well, I want to dress
inspired
like,
by?
But you know I've stepped up my game with shirts on the last couple of weeks.
When you say stepped up your game now, what does that mean to
I've
you?
I've taken out new things that you haven't seen before.
Yeah, but just because I haven't seen them doesn't mean
no,
that
it does, because
like
you have
them.
A comment. You're like bloody Gucci there, or John Paul Gucci, or one of them boys.
Yeah.
The Pope.
Pope John Paul, yes.
So we ran, we had a couple
did you get
of
a pair of cords?
No.
With nice big pockets.
Nobody gets cords.
No.
You can't buy them in normal shops. You have to order them, pre-order them, and they've sent them from a different shop. Like there used to be a shop in Ballina that used to do those, and it's closed now.
Yes.
Because it wasn't marketed.
Well,
for
any of the men who are interesting, you get them free with your vasectomy and tomb.
See? And if not, you get them ordered, pre-ordered on one of those.
You have to have a vasectomy receipt in order to get
have a mate. I have a mate who had a vasectomy and he's from Mayo and he went down to Tuam.
And did he get a pair of
trousers?
He went
down to Tuam for it. And he said the smell of soldering irons and the smell of skin wasn't good around lunchtime. He went down and got it done on his lunch break and went back up to Mayo an hour later.
How was he after it?
He said his balls blew up like gigantic elephant balls, but then they went down again and he was okay. But he was tender for about a week.
Did he get the cords?
He got it done over a lunchtime in Tuam and he said there was a tiny bit of skin soldering smell.
What, did they weld them together or something?
Jesus.
Did they melt them down so that there's no...
Have you ever thought about it?
No, have you?
Well, only just a few minutes ago, but I don't think I'd ever get one.
No, I don't think there's a need.
I don't think so.
I don't think... What do you think of?
No, you just chat there. Amongst yourselves there, lads. I don't think there's any point in me having a conversation.
In your history, have you ever been with somebody who's had a vasectomy?
But how would you know unless you asked them?
Unless they told you. If they said, a girl might say to you, put something on before you go in there. And you go, all right, I've been to Tuam.
No, I don't think that would ever arise.
It is becoming a lot more common for men to go in and get it done, and there's no sort of stigma attached to it. There's no embarrassment to it. I know an awful lot of, I know a couple. I would say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Is this the coaching staff that Claire Galway got 17?
I'd say I have about 6 mates who've had a vasectomy.
And have you noticed any change over them? Have they got like fatter and sadder?
Is that why would a man make that choice?
Because they've had rapid children.
Loads of kids and they don't have to be worrying about condoms or they don't want to, maybe the
worry
pill.
About send them to school and
the pill doesn't suit the wife.
University fees and all that sort of stuff. All the things, they just had a rapid amount of children.
Hang on, I'm talking about
university fees.
Yeah, how did you hop from fucking...
Jesus Christ.
The pill mightn't suit to the wife and fucking university fees.
Well, no, children. How many children do you want? You want 7 children? You want 10 children? Tell me, how many have you got?
Well, a good fair few, I'd say.
So does a man think about having that done himself?
I'd say it's a cross combination between two partners.
I would say the woman spoils him in the run up to it and the run after it.
Does a man feel... like different when they have it done, I wonder. Do you feel less of a man? Or
I don't think so. I think the actual...
Well, you're not talking to the right men here. We're still legends.
I would say that that's a sense.
We have still...
No, I'm
we
just
are still fully
that.
Intact. Yeah, we are not gelded.
I wonder, do they feel
Miss
different?
Miss Evan Hector still have the lightning sack.
Maybe it's doing you no harm to get it. Might quieten you down a small bit.
We are not gelded.
But would you...
Send me down to Coolmore with the yard hanging between my legs.
Yes.
Like of the people that you know that had it, have they changed their personality?
They're delighted. There's the pressure off. They can relax. They can ejaculate and there's no problem.
7-Uppers comes out.
And unicorns.
They can ejaculate away and there's no risk. And as well
it
as that.
Just go over down to the street and...
spunking up all over the place. No harm to nobody.
Let's take it from the... Let's take it from the female perspective. Maybe a woman who's been all her life on the pill needs to come off that. Maybe a woman who's been using the coil has to come off that.
Yeah.
You know, these things, you know, it's not easy. It takes two. It's two in a relationship.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, interesting. Spoken, Hector. Wow, Hector. Wow, that's profound.
Some women might like to come off that medication.
Yeah.
Because they've been on it for such a long time.
Yeah. But what would be, what's your point of that?
I'm just saying that it releases, it's good for the woman as well, that then that
the woman might come to the man and say, I can't be doing this stuff anymore.
Yes,
give us a dig out
here. She's finally off the prescription. She's off the pill.
The coil is taken out, whatever.
She might say,
she wants to live free life.
Yes, and she might say to the man, if only you get your cock chopped off, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
If only somebody opens up your cock and snips that, I'll be delighted. Yeah.
What do they do? Burn off the
tattoos? No, no, what they do is
they
right in the middle.
Crush your balls with the fucking Geldon tongs.
They do that for bullocks.
Right in the middle of the testicle bag, they will split, little hole, go in, solder, cut, and done.
Did you ever see the thing they used for doing it on bullocks, on bulls?
It's a squeezer thing, isn't
it? Yeah, they squeeze
They don't
their
do that
balls
anymore, do they? Old style?
They do, I think.
Come here, when you were trotting around Navan, did you get much of the well?
Yeah, we got plenty of wells, and I got loads of Hector.
Did you go and see the mural of the two of you?
No, I didn't do that.
Offer.
Town looked good. Town looked busy. Town looked good. Happy to see Navan. Navan's a great little town, and I got a nice takeaway coffee in the central, and I walked around the town. I was just happy to get to Jaxie's China Garden, see a load of old faces. China Garden was full of friends. I met loads of people in there that I hadn't seen in a while, and it's a great meeting place on a Saturday night in Navan.
Was there much Freddy chat?
Yeah, plenty of people coming up and condoling me.
Condolences.
Yeah. Giving you their condolences.
The actual verb is to condole somebody.
Yeah.
Is this
there were plenty of people condoling.
Don't feed the condolers.
There were plenty of people coming up and condoling me, and I met a load of people on the street. Talking to Paul Rochford, actually.
Oh, wow. Good people. Talking
to the boys, and I met a load of people on the street, shook me hand. Okay. And it was funny. I met a lad. It was funny. We parked in a car park just up on the Bruce Hill. The Forrester Snooker Club is now a car park.
Yeah.
So we're coming down.
One of the great fucking snooker halls.
One of the fucking great.
It went in and it smelt of
cigarettes.
Men and games.
And cigarettes. Yeah.
Fantastic.
And the sound of balls hitting the back of the pocket.
Lovely.
24. And there was.
And was it John Long that was hitting the centuries?
Long John Murray.
Oh, maybe I have his name back to front. I thought his name was John Long. Big, tall fella, skinny. Used to be racking up the centuries.
Tommy, back in the day, there were lads that knocking in centuries all over Navan.
Of course there were, yeah.
In the Foresters. The Foresters is now knocked and it's now a car park. So we were coming back up and we parked there, and I got a wave off a lad in the front of a car. And it was not even a wave, it was just a, well.
Wow.
And he had a beard and he was eating something. And I said nothing. And I just went, well. And he knew it was me and I knew I didn't know who he was. And about a day later, I see this tweet going, I'm just back from Canada after living 5 years over there. Just moved home with the family a week. Sitting in the car park at the Forrester Snooker Club, having me first China Garden son's supper in 5 years. And the bowled Hector walks by and goes, how are you? Made my fucking day.
And was there a name attached to it?
I don't know who he is on Twitter. What a brilliant thing.
Did you have a sense of when you were in Navan of, this is my fucking territory. I come from here. I'm one of these men. I feel at home
I
here.
I do feel...
I recognise all the subtle signals of friendship and welcome and danger and comfort. Did you have that sense of...
Just felt a Navan...
Rooted.
I felt rooted and I felt a Navan coming over me. I felt I know the town and I know the people.
Good man.
And they're good, honest to God... Fucking, and you know what it
and
is?
Great with language.
And you know what they are, Tommy? They're sold out of Meade jerseys at the moment. They're sold out of Meade flags because the intermediate camogie are in the All-Ireland semi-final. The Meade girls are in the Leinster semi-final. The Meade minors this
ladies,
weekend.
They're in the ladies' final.
Yes, and we're in the intermediate camogie final, All-Ireland semi, and we're in the Leinster ladies' final. It's just Meade is rising again in so many, so many ways. It's incredible. The buzz in the town.
The fifth province is back.
The fifth, we are taking control of the whole country again from the high hills of Tara.
That's a fact.
Jesus Christ.
How are things now? You are also on this mad exercise food regime at the minute, Louisa. How is it going for you?
It's going fine. I'm enjoying the workout stuff, but the food stuff, I don't know. Every time I weigh myself,
you look fantastic. By the way, may we say
you're looking like, very brilliant. Summery.
I'm all summery today. So I'm enjoying the weights. I'm enjoying the training.
Any soreness?
Well, there is. Yeah, it's awful tough. Like the training sessions last about 57 minutes.
This is all online.
All online.
How many days a week are you doing?
Three times a week, and I haven't missed one yet.
Clarita, well done.
I'm 10 in.
We're with you on this journey.
And then back into it for the next month. So yeah. I'm signed up for September as well. And I'm all
this
go
is
for
it.
I was thinking of buying my father a mobility scooter to get him around from A to B on his own, in his own environment, whenever he wants to go. Because any time you have to bring him somewhere, he has to go on the wheelchair. What about a mobility scooter that has a little cover on it that can he
Pat
can
Kenny
head on?
Pat Kenny had one of them.
Did he?
It was like a moped with a
I
roof.
I thought you might have had
he
one.
He used to go to work on it in the morning, yeah. Didn't he?
I thought you might have one.
I have a Vespa.
Just come in by Balls Bridge this morning.
So he could go and see the cattle. He could go to the shop.
Yeah, but you'd want an all-terrain one.
Yeah, yeah. One with big wheels. I was thinking of getting an ordinary one and then getting someone to pimp it up.
You could put bigger tyres on it and stuff. There are ones, and you do see lads going around with them, so and people going around on them. So they are out there. Mm. And I'm sure you can get a rugged one for more...
Yeah, rough terrain,
fields, asphalt.
I don't fucking know about that. Really. You'd be sending your father out on a fucking...
Why not? And he could go down the village.
He'd love it.
And he'd put a little flag on the back. And
it'd be great, Craig. A Mayo flag, because there's loads of them.
Absolutely. But that's... Yeah. And away he goes off, goes for the day.
Off for the day. And tell him he has to be back by 8 o'clock, like Hector told the kids to come back to Dunn's.
Okay. I know a fella who can get you a Pope mobile.
Oh, yeah?
Would that be...
Has that got rough terrain?
The Pope mobile is in Westmead.
Yeah.
It's is it rough terrain? Is it a rough terrain one, or would it be more like a golf buggy? A golf buggy would be ideal.
Then
what'll happen is four or five lads in the pub will hop in.
Oh, they'll
the
all go, yeah.
I wouldn't have a problem with your father going on smooth roads on anything, but if he wants to go cross country, that's where. Like, he could hit a fucking dip there and.
No, what you want
do you
is.
What mean?
Yeah,
you
but
want?
If he's covered over, sure, if he falls, if it crashes, sure, it'd be.
What's he supposed to do? Fucking lying there on his side in a field in a fucking quad bike, waiting for one of you to go, where's dad?
He's got one of those emergency
buttons. You could have the alarms on it and stuff, but I think going out into the farmyard.
Would a hot air balloon be good?
No, I don't think he. I don't think.
Hang gliding.
Paragliding, one of those little.
Would that not be good?
Paragliding, maybe, or I don't know. I think how could you go in a hot air balloon from the house down to the shed? Like, it wouldn't be great.
You go the long way.
you'd have to go into Ballinan, turn around, and come back out. I think he'd be.
Do you think he's at the stage now where he's getting a little bit pissed off, waiting
in
for
the
some,
house? Yeah, and you have to make conscious effort to go and take him out. Like, I had him off yesterday up in Foxford. Now, he doesn't want to go to Ballinax. He doesn't want to meet anyone when he's in the wheelchair. So I brought him to Foxford, and we didn't meet anyone there. So it was perfect.
Now, he's of a great age. So when he says he doesn't want to meet people, is he? Are a lot of his contemporaries still in it?
No, not really, I suppose. But like, because he was involved for football for years, he'd have all age groups people that he'd know. We met a great fella yesterday in Foxford, actually. He won the Medal of Bravery as a guard years ago for apprehending two bank robbers who were coming out of the bank in Foxford.
Class.
And he laid on top of your man. And
you ride him.
He saved the fucking. He got the full load. The man left the bank with all the money, and he.
This sounds a little bit 1930s American. It doesn't sound like Foxford.
Medal of Bravery. Yes, in Foxford. Now the bank has since closed down, but we met Noel yesterday, and.
So what did he? What tell us what he did? The two boys were legging it out of the bank.
Yeah.
With the bag.
Yeah.
With.
A bag of cash.
With swag written on it.
Yeah.
And he jumped them.
He did. He jumped them.
And did one get away?
No, he got them.
He got the two of them.
Wow, that's serious. Fuck, you don't see that anymore, do you?
So he reckoned yesterday he might have to start wearing his Medal of Bravery around with him.
And is he of an age?
He's retired now, yeah.
Wow, just fair play to him.
And he's the best of crack. He's absolutely the best of crack. So
what about your dads and his buddies? Does his buddy come up and see him, his best mates?
Yeah, people come visit him. It's lovely when you pop in to see him and the neighbours are in having a visit with them and telling them all the crack and all the rest of it. So I have yet to bring him to the club for pints, but he's not.
What's his sup?
Guinness and whiskey. And gin.
Oh, Lord. Like, Guinness and whiskey
all at the same
and
time.
Gin.
Not
sounds
all
like
same
a man
time.
After my own heart.
He likes the old Guinness and then a whiskey. Just maybe with a small dropping of water.
Would you wait for a bigger night in the clubhouse over the next few
weeks? Like too many people there, but it'd be nice for him to just get in and meet the people, a few of the people that he's used to seeing. So that's the plan. I reckon a mobility scooter and then he can head off whenever he wants. You're a bit apprehensive about
it. I think they're good things.
I thought Tommy
can people in mobility scooters still get legless?
Probably. Yeah, because you're strapped in
and drink until you.
You don't need your feet to.
You don't need your feet.
Operate.
You don't need your feet when you're drinking in Knockmore.
No. Just drive it. Now, I wonder, they're battery operated, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, there wouldn't be, you wouldn't be pushed far, a bit of green
how far is there. It from the door of the house to the clubhouse?
Oh, it'd be a good, it'd be a mile.
Lord, that's no good. Bother. That could be a great mile. Could might be great for giving lads lifts home.
Oh, be ideal. Put them into the old trolley at the back.
What time do you leave it at? I'll go with you.
I'll be with you. That's what we all say.
Me. Right, that's you, Tommy.
And there's a line on it and everything. It is everything you need. It'd be ideal for
And it's
him.
Just a main road there, isn't it?
Yeah, just
so he's not going on bad terrain there. He's just going up and down the hard shoulder.
Well, I was thinking of you the other day because I spent the last... I was out on the island for a good bit.
Oh, and you were thinking of us?
Yes, I was thinking of you.
Nice.
Because I had morning porter.
Lovely.
Oh, go on. And, tell us.
Watch this. He pushed it out now. How many pints do you have?
No. Any more than the one and it takes...
you need two at least.
No, Tommy. You'd have three or four.
At 11 o'clock in the morning.
You would.
Because
there's sleep it off.
There's a long day in it.
Oh, now watch this. So what have you to do for the rest of the day, Tommy? It wasn't if you've gone foot and turf.
Yeah, Tommy.
It's not as if you've gone painting a curragh.
Or putting a new engine
in. I had to go hauling fucking lobster.
You did.
Tommy has 1 pint and he goes back and reads another bit.
You'd be as well having a glass of milk or something. 1 pint is a waste of time.
You've no work to do on the island. You don't do any manual.
You're on your holidays.
I am talking about, I had pints later on in the day. Of course I did. I think the not many, but maybe 4 pints and 4 whiskies.
Now, you went in at 11 o'clock and you had a pint.
Yes.
That's just one. Did you have a whisky with it?
No, I didn't.
And where do you go then once you have the pint?
But you don't. It's not about where you go. It's about enjoying the fresh, sea salty, fucking cool porter in your gullet at 11 o'clock in the morning.
And can
it's
I
beautiful.
Ask you? Just did you have a Weetabix an hour before that?
Yeah.
What did you have for breakfast?
Breakfast, I had might have had a double espresso or something,
and then the Guinness in on top.
So tell me, is there any level of happiness with one Guinness? Like, do you feel like a bit of warmth inside you?
Yeah, you'd be on a buzz that no one else would know about.
Would you be on it with one though?
If you have 2 or 3 pints, people would know you're on a bit of a buzz.
What's the?
But I like to keep me buzzes to myself.
Tommy,
you don't like sharing your
buzz. No, I go in instead of saying a pint, I say, can I have a private buzz?
Tommy, did you go into the Allston and did you say, pint again this little hole?
No, they just got us a pint.
Just a
Why don't give on your horse to a scoilge?
By me, can't you a scoilge le hai an gira?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, you went in and you had
sour,
one.
Sour a berlin and a
berla, toast. Berla le saura.
And a scoilge an gira. Scoilge an gira.
That sounds lovely.
Pint the Guinness le the hole.
I don't know what you're Cianella. Saying.
Cianella. 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 Cianella le hai an mohis.
Oh yeah, I like that. So tell me, you had one.
Yes.
You went off.
Went off and
had a walk.
I was talking to Mad Mick, the wonderful painter who's living out there, is a good pal of mine.
And then you came back again later on in the day.
Yes.
Around what time?
Another pint then, maybe around 3.
1 pint again.
Yeah, but it's a long old day.
I find that really.
It's a long day when you're not.
That you go in and
when
have
I lived
one.
On the Aran Islands, I was so busy working, slaving the land. I was building houses and slaving land.
Building a house.
Building. I was putting sewer systems on Inishman and building walls.
I heard you.
Fishing and all that. I was so busy, I didn't have time to drink.
When Hector moved to Inishman, it was facing the other way. And I'm seven the lads out
we twisted the island
twisted
round.
It.
What we did was we started pumping, putting
so
in shoveling cement at one side and we twisted the island so it gets more sun.
It was taking too much wind and the boys...
The hands were cut off me. When I went into the pub every night...
I'm the island twister.
So you didn't drink any and you were having a pint every 3 hours?
Well, no, I'd have pints in succession in the evening, but in the morning, like, and I would just recommend it to people.
Lovely.
Do you think the whole country should go in and have a pint in the morning?
There's no harm in it.
1 pint. Just one now.
Imagine
that's
if we said,
where the problem starts though.
It's like the Chinese president who's in charge of 1.5 billion people. He gives the order and they all do it. Imagine if somebody, if the Taoiseach comes out, Micheál Martin. We hereby decree every person in the country.
It's compulsory.
To have one quiet pint.
At 11.
At 11 on the dot in every single hostelry and pub
It would just remove some of the fucking idiotry in the country. It would make people come on the radio a bit more relaxed. It would make teachers more relaxed. It would make surgeons a little bit more relaxed.
Dentists burping in your face.
Yeah, big Guinness farts, yeah.
Just clean his mouth out there.
You don't do big Guinness farts after 1 pint.
The dentist will be there going, give us a bit of a rinse myself.
Yeah.
Taxi drivers, nurses, Truck drivers stopping for a pint.
I think if people want the church want people to go back to mass, that the altar rail should be turned into a bar counter and people have one pint instead of a sliver of communion.
And the sermon would be great after the priest would have one.
Well, but you'd open up, anyone could say it.
Imagine if we had something that we all did on mass at 11 o'clock every morning. Pint of Guinness to say, this is it. We're Ireland. This is who we are.
Yeah, beautiful.
Did any of you taste the Guinness Zero yet?
No, you keep on about it.
I'm mad to taste
it. Do you fucking shares in it or something?
No, but I'm just, did I? Did you taste it?
It's non-alcoholic Guinness. I can't go down
that. I don't understand. Does it taste the same?
Give me a bottle of Calibre. It's the same thing. I don't like it.
But then the people that don't drink could drink that then.
Yes. Yeah.
And then we could all just have one pint in our hands at 11 o'clock every day. Stop. So you'd have to stop work.
But see, there'd be nobody who, there'd be no need for Guinness Zero because there'd be nobody who wouldn't drink.
Oh, everyone, because they'd only have one anyway.
Well, anybody can handle a pint. An old woman can handle a pint. A fucking 8-year-old could handle a pint.
Yeah. McDonald's would they have it at school as
McDonald's well? McDonald's should do them.
Would they have them at school as well?
They call
yeah.
them black slushy.
I could never do more than 5 or 6.
Guinness.
I'm not a mad Guinness drinker. I just found it too messy. I went out to play. I went out to play a round of golf in Barnet years ago with all these guys, Pippin Pep Fund managers and wealth managers. Remember those fucking all just shiting? Come on, we play golf. And I don't know, play golf. Come on, Hector, be great. It's like 2004 or something. All out, at golf club.
Let's buy an island.
And there was a load of lads. We couldn't play any. I don't even know how to play golf. I hate the fucking thing. And next minute we're back in the clubhouse and I knew I had to meet Dipna at about 7 o'clock. We were going for dinner. I knew that was fine. I said listen, it'll be fine. Well, I'm meeting the boys at 10. We'll have one or two and I will be home. There'll be no bother 3:30. These gullets, these savages started into the pints in the clubhouse, and I swear to God we had pints and then somebody said we'll have these little whiskies in the middle of it. I had about 8 pints of Guinness. Well, I swear to God, I didn't even know my name. Trying to find Dipna's number. Couldn't even use the mobile. Didn't even care where my car was parked. Completely gone.
Was the belly swelled in
oh,
you?
Oh, it's just like...
swelled.
Just gone. Yeah. Gone on Guinness. I was gone.
Yeah.
If you're not used
you're
to
not
it.
You're not able to
but
drink
Guinness
enough.
Is a happy drunk. I'm a good drunk on Guinness. I'm very sociable. I'm full of chat.
It fills you up, you see, and you can't drink too much of it.
There's a light in my eye after pints of porter.
Yeah,
Mickey and lights in my eye. But when I'm drinking whiskey,
what do you get?
I get there's a fucking.
Do you get randy?
Wildness.
There's a fire in my eye, and I get an angry horn.
An angry horn.
Yeah, an angry horn will pick a fight with any gusset.
It's very small and sharp and angry.
Don't go near it or it'll
instead
attack.
Of the soft owl, just rub a little tiny little.
instead of the fucking the sleeping bag of hope. Turns into a little.
I love lager. No, give me lager. I went
farty,
on.
Farty. It's farty.
No. I went down.
Oh, you'd be full of gas.
I was drinking Tuborg there as well.
Tuborg.
I went down to
Max Mickelson over here.
I went down to the local hardware store the other day. I went down to the local provision store the other day and I bought a big, massive dustbin type thing and I filled it with ice and then I fired in about 400 cans of Coors Light and Tuborg. I love cans.
How did you transport it?
What?
An empty bin.
An empty bin full of ice.
Yeah, put it in the back of Clive's car and then we went slowly up the road and then we lifted it out, the two of us. We fired in about 400 cans. Loads of people came over to the house.
Cans are rotten though.
There's a lovely feeling putting your hand deep into the ice about 5 hours into the
but
party.
But then there's dripping all
pulling
over
up, it's a potluck. What have you got? It's like pulling up trout. What have you got? Rolling rock.
Pike.
What do you want? A Bulmers. Who wants a Bulmers? What do you want? Who wants a Carlsberg? But I love after about 14 or 15 or 16 cans of lager. And then you start messing on the music.
But are you not all gassy?
Put on the slits. Meat is murder.
Burping.
Fuck off. Turn off the stone roses, you cunt.
Shop.
Shut up.
Shut up. Of the world. Unite and take over.
And then we all get up. So I love that. I love this lager. I'm a lager lout.
And you can drink loads of it.
I love lager. I love lager.
You can drink loads
of it. Oh, yeah. Years ago, we go up to Man United. You get into the pub there, the Witherspoons, at about 10 o'clock in the morning. The match will be on 3:30. And it's just down from the Lou McCarry way. And on the way to Old Trafford, and I get in there.
Do you go to jail for something?
I love
Diddy. That's why they called him Alan.
Diddy, or was it Mickey Thomas?
Diddy Haman.
No, did Mickey Thomas go to jail for something?
No, you're thinking of the keyboard player, the Charlatans. He got caught in a bank robbery. The keyboard player of the band, the Charlatans.
He did not, did
he? Got a phone call from a few of his fucking mates. He did. He fucking served time. And now he's...
And now, what's he doing now?
He's rearing sheep somewhere down in Kilkenny now. That's what he's doing.
In Ireland?
The Charlatans. Oh, yeah. The only one I know. He's talking to me. He was at home one night in the apartment in Manchester, and a maid said to him, "I need you for a minute." This is a true story. And your man went, "What are you doing?" He says, "We're robbing a bank."
We did not.
It's a true story. He did. And he said, "Fuck off." And he goes, "No, we need you to drive the car." So he said, and it was one of his best mates. Now, this is Manchester in the 90s.
And he went.
Fuck it, anyway. He's sitting outside this fucking building society.
TSB.
Down in fucking Widenshaw or something. Or Lady Barn. And the fucking boys are in doing a job. He should be home watching telly. And the fucking cops came in.
And did he get caught?
He got caught and sent to prison. He was sitting at home. And you're robbing a bank. You have to come. You can't let your best mate.
I can't believe it's like
Audrey.
Just...
If Audrey said to you, "I'm robbing the post office here in Belmullet," you wouldn't let her down.
No, probably not.
You wouldn't let her. Tommy, if I said to you, "I'm going to do the lack of credit union."
Tommy would say,
I'm going to the post office in Corrifin tonight at 2 a.m. and your best mate was robbing it. What would you say? You wouldn't say, fuck off.
You'd have to turn up.
The fact that they just tell you in a text is pretty good as well.
He was sitting in the car next to me. He did 4 years of Wormwood scrubs. It is a true story. I kid you not. The fucking keyboard player of the Charlatans.
Jesus Christ.
But isn't that mad what you do for your best mates?
Anyway, so you're going to United matches.
Oh, yeah, but that's what we drink. I love lager.
When you're going to a match, though, you're pissing then every 10 minutes.
You are, yeah. The first time I ever went, I'll never forget going over to watch a Man United match on the Sunday. We went over on the Thursday, 17 of us. Phil had the house there as well, and he was working in Manchester Apollo. 17 of us went over, of the lads. Cello came down from Glasgow. All the boys came over. We all rendezvoused in the front room of a house. We turned on Tin Lizzy live, and I don't think I slept. At one stage, I had to put a wardrobe in front of the door to stop lunatics coming into me about 2 days in, trying to get a bit of sleep. I fell asleep on the way into Old Trafford that Sunday morning. Most of the lads were asleep in there. My voice was gone. Should the match was at Sunday, 3 o'clock. We arrive in Manchester Thursday at 11.
Oh, so you were...
Complete and utter write-offs.
So you were gone past even...
But I do like the lager. I do love me lager.
It's a good town to go drinking in Manchester.
Oh, it's a fucking great town, Manchester. Manchester's a classic spot.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wow.
All right, I have a lovely letter, by the way.
Okay.
Okay, and I think this will give us a little bit of...
how many pages?
No, I love this. Look at...
Is it on a diary?
Yeah, look at the lovely handwriting of people. Again, I'm going to...
Show me the handwriting, very nice.
And this man is from Mayo, from Lewisburg.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Tiernan Country.
Oh, yeah.
Dear Hector, if I had the Irish to write to you, Oscailge, I would, but I'm having to go back and relearn it. Surrounded by the Buntus Kaintia books. Oh, yeah. A great friend of mine sometimes does the commentary for the Hurling on TG Carr. So I listen to him and I watch your shows. I'm in love with the language, so I'm enjoying coming back to it. There's a word I'll borrow from Monken McGowan's book, Lyunner, the glistening of the sunlight on beautiful ocean water. Yeah. There's a great aliveness in that word.
What is it?
Lyunner, L-I-O-N-N-A-R, Lyunner.
Lyunner.
A shine, a glistening. There's a great sparkle to it. Great playful energy. Maybe you've heard the word because I think it's an Aran Island word, but I wanted to write it down for you because I think you've got great lunner in you and your podcast.
Oh, lovely.
I've been enjoying your shows and your adventures and your stories on TV and your podcast. I've met
this needs music to it. I think
I've never met you, but
could
I
you
wanted.
Something?
I've never met you, but I wanted to write to you nonetheless.
That's it.
I'm sitting in the car in an estate outside Castlebar. Ooh. And there's a woman about 70
there's
years
old. There's a Polish woman in the booth. What do I do?
I'll wait here.
Shut up! Shut up!
He's going to wait there till you write back to him.
I just think the music could be great on this.
No, go on. What's she doing
I'm
in the booth?
I'm sitting in...
What's the woman doing in the booth?
Watch this, watch. I'm sitting in the car in an estate outside Castlebar and there's a woman about 70 years of age outside my door. Join us next week for part two of Stories on BBC Radio 3.
What do you mean she's outside the door?
Do you want to hear it? There's a woman about 70 years of age throwing a slice pan on the grass for the birds.
Okay.
I think she's hoping the wrens will come out for it.
I thought he was going to say she's about, throwing a pan.
But there's
the
about
door.
20 town seagulls after landing right beside her instead, which wasn't the plan. But she's standing in the sunlight laughing. I hope that you have a drop of laughter in your day today, wherever you might be, remembering this. Maybe leaning on the windowsill.
Is this your first time reading the letter, Hector? Or did you have a rehearsal before you came over?
Maybe
the house?
Leaning on the windowsill at your 11 o'clock cup of tea, watching your dog in the garden. I was terribly sorry to hear about your brother. And our thoughts, even though we've never met, I wanted to write and send my sympathies with you and love to your great heart. For sure, it sounds like you had a great bond and a bond that goes beyond this place that we live. Some bonds, I suppose, have a kind of bond beyond bondiness. So the conversation continues always like it does in your podcast. So may you meet again sometime and talk in the breaver and the lunner of the ocean. And may you laugh together in every day as you do on the podcast. I think this is what keeps us all bio. Wishing you all the best from my home here in Lewisburg, County Mayo, Patrick O'Leary.
Wow, that's a beautiful, beautiful
Isn't
letter.
Isn't that a nice little letter?
Nice way of touching, reaching out to other people.
Lovely. Lovely.
Like, and you know, it's when I see it on little bits of paper like this, I just say, fucking, there are mighty people out there in this country.
Great heart.
And I think Patrick O'Leary would be one of the people that should have a pint at 11 o'clock every morning.
Imagine. Absolutely. Yeah.
So speaking of stuff that gets sent to people are sending packages to the house and there's no need really.
It's relentless at this stage. It's becoming, is it becoming, it's hard for you because it's your own home house.
I know, but people are very...
there's great generosity in people.
Kind.
So
Hector, this is
for
you.
So Hector got a, let's open this little one
What's
first.
This?
So this is probably a book or something, or a painting. This is a smaller one.
It's just something
just
for the
Just a
house.
Note to say, oh, this is a little painting someone has sent in. Just a note to say, the show is great, you make me laugh. It's from a lady called Kerry. And it's a little painting.
Okay.
Ah, my goodness. I think it's a little painting of the hen house. So that's a very, very...
Isn't that a lovely touch?
I think I might have seen this on Instagram
this morning with Philip Schofield.
Yeah,
Did you see it on this morning?
No, I saw it on Twitter or Instagram or something. Did she make these? Are they little pebbles of us and the hen house?
I don't know what they are. I hope I can open them without breaking.
Oh, look at
it's beautiful.
Look at that. Show us that, Tom.
So we'll send you a thingamajig of that, people.
Yeah, we'll take a shot of that.
We'll take a shot of that.
It was on Instagram.
Isn't that nice, Tommy, for the hen house?
Absolutely
it
gorgeous. It's Emily, is it?
I thought her name was Kerry.
Oh, Kerry, sorry.
Yeah.
Kerry.
And now
Thanks,
Hector, that was a little package that came to us, but now this big thing came for Hector.
Okay.
Oh God.
So Tommy, would you open it there, because you've got the knives and everything.
And it could be.
This is a massive.
Now this is probably important too, because it's in a sealed white envelope.
This is fragile and it's in a massive box, and it's the hen house.
But also, I'm intrigued by this letter that's in the front.
Okay.
I'm not great with knives, lads.
No, okay, you don't look like you are.
Just be careful there.
Oh.
And there's no need to be sending us stuff, lads. There's nothing in that letter. That's just.
Oh.
That's just that. This looks as if it's a registered post.
Okay, you talk away there while I try and fucking open this.
This is a big piece.
Do we know where it's from?
Can I shove the knife in it? Or
yeah, go on.
Just
keep
be
going.
Careful.
Just go around the edge.
Just go around.
Might there be kittens in it or something?
Jesus, I hope there's no live animals in it.
No, but the amount of goodness and kindness.
Tommy looks like he's cutting us a loaf of bread.
Has been fantastic.
Here.
I'm not a practical man.
No, in any way, shape or form.
And no harm.
And I know we don't take anything for granted, but the hundreds of people sending in names for this show.
I know, it's lovely.
It's just, I read loads of them last night.
While Tommy is preoccupied, he doesn't really like us doing this, but while he's doing that, I'm going to take the opportunity to say to a lovely lad called Jamie Burke, who
went. Oh, balls!
Oh.
Why did you tell me I was going to fucking knock that?
Oh, Tommy, for God's
Jesus, now
why didn't you tell me?
The aromatherapy.
Fine, just leave it.
Jesus Christ, the two of you are fucking yapping away, having the crack, and I'm doing a bit of work here.
And it
don't put it on the Buddha.
Oh.
Take it off the Buddha.
It's not going to spill.
Push it outside, Larita.
Jesus.
Smell off it. I took off your headphones from anywhere. Jesus. Leave it on the ground.
Put it outside. Aromatherapy oils everywhere.
Oh, I think that's yours.
Okay.
Now the dog is going to come and eat it.
No, don't mind the dog.
Just leave it on the floor.
Don't mind the dog. Okay,
oh,
so.
It's all over my hands.
So, I have a great name for a show. It comes in from Kathy Welch. And it's,
yuck!
And it's FCTR Dallas. What about this one? Eintracht Burtonport.
No, that's not it.
Please.
No, I have one.
Do you have any, Hector, I can't believe you're still playing this game.
Do you have any suggestions, Rita?
No, I don't.
Are you ready for this one? Do you fucking love this one, man? This is the best one I've written.
Record
in a long
this whole
time.
Thing.
This is from Oren Scott. Are you ready?
Yes.
Tip Switch Town.
I did see that. I thought it was good.
That is class.
Yeah, but someday, Larita, we have to get back to this.
Someday. When Tommy's on a day off.
Tip Switch Town. Yeah, but we'll get it on next week.
Hector, open the box. Open the box.
I can't understand you. You used to be my friend in soccer.
I will rob a post office with you, but I won't
open the names of.
Oh, look at this. There's a lot of bubble wrapping and there's a letter. The letter will be opened first. This is a massive present again. Hector,
I love you.
Again, handwritten.
Okay, just go cut to the last sentence.
And yeah, and don't read it, just in case.
Belinter, Navan, County Meath. Belinter.
Is it a boy or a girl? Go to the end.
It's a girl.
It's a girl.
It's a girl.
It's a girl.
It's a girl. It's a girl. It's a girl.
We never lost it. We never lost it.
I bet her it's spiders.
52 still getting letters from girls.
Oh,
woohoo. Open it, the box.
Hang on. You don't remember who I am.
Uh-oh.
But I met you in the Hippodrome one night.
No, Jack, stop making this up.
It was a balmy summer's night and you were dancing to Simply Red, Money's Too Tight to Mention. You wore that hippie top that you used to wear on the islands. You impacted my life that...
You impacted my hymen.
Hector, just open the box.
What you did to me. What you did to me was against the law.
Go read the letter later.
I'm now pressing charges.
Rita, when you asked me to dance that slow set with you, I'd never felt a shrill like it through my body.
Shrill? Is a type of a scream.
Every part.
Hector, it's probably from your old teacher or something.
Larita, every part of my body shuddered when you touched me.
There, in that place.
That slow set, even though my mates went to get a supper, which was a
delicious
and sausages.
Delicious.
Yeah. I stayed with you. You bought me a pint of Harp. We shifted each other rapidly straight after it. I'll never forget it. You pushed me up against the wall outside beside the chipper and shifted me so beautifully.
So beautifully. What is it, Donald Trump that's writing you the letter, is it? It was so bigly. It was so bigly.
The
honestly.
Way you danced to Simple Minds has always stayed in my mind.
Beautiful. Oh my God.
I don't know. It's just another letter.
I'd like to introduce
I'm
you.
I'm not looking for, or I do not want a shout out for this. This is not.
I hope it's not a portrait.
Don't give a name. Don't give
I
a
hope
name.
It's not a portrait of a child or something, Hector, in there.
You touched the heart. It's a really, really nice letter.
Here's what he looks like now.
I'm sending them down to Galway for the September.
A collage of photos.
Look, it's all about Freddie and it's all about the podcast and what the podcast means to this listener. But she goes, I've enclosed a picture of a place where you talk about a lot. It's that meeting point of the two great rivers where the River Boyne meets the Blackwater in Navan. And that's at the back of my house.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm not really into doing this. I've never, ever sent somebody something. But I'm sending it for as a...
He's not a great reader, is he? He's would be great at reading.
I don't know if the first part of that letter was actually relevant at all.
He's
realised at the end of the letter that it was a proper...
If he's speaking with any fluency at all, he's making it up. If he's trying to read it, he's... And then he frowns.
So the first part
is
made up.
I think this is a very important piece of Navan for you.
Fuck, how would
you
read...
Will you just open the bloody thing and stop it? Honestly, he's absolutely just spoofing his way through this.
No, but it's a lovely letter. I have to sit on my own now and read.
Look, yes.
The amount of bubble wrap.
Read it on your own and then share it with us.
So it's a beautiful...
Careful.
I am, yeah. It's a painting of where the black water meets the Boyne.
I have a headache with that stuff, that oil is all over me.
Sorry about that. I'll wash you up to the house.
Oh my word.
And stomach.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, isn't that fucking beautiful?
Have you ever seen anything so lush and mysterious and natural and feminine and divine in your born days?
You wouldn't see that in Narnia.
I thought you were going to say Navan.
Look at it.
It's gorgeous.
That's where the black water meets it. Look at the beauty of it.
The depth of it. The river is as deep as the sky is high.
And that is coming in from a photographer who's just sent it to us. The River Boyne meets the Blackwater in Navan, taken from the Poolboy Bridge that crosses the Blackwater at the bottom of Flower Hill.
The lady that's named...
Jesus, Tommy!
Is the lady's name on the back the same as the lady, or is that a different...
And this is from Caroline Quinn. Caroline, thank you for your beautiful letter. And thank you for your beautiful shot at the bottom. Look at that. It's at the bottom.
Hard for the listener to look at it, Hector. Flower Hill.
Well, maybe you could take a picture
of
it, Hector.
Me and Tommy are immersing ourselves back in the town.
In the kingdom.
That spawned us.
An Rioch, the true Rioch.
An Rioch.
The fifth province.
Ag Awan na Bonia. Agus Awan an Awan an Ishke Dove. Agus ea Gultrij na Huiva. Ea Malach, go Tawrach. Gan Otwan na Riha. Agus an Ban Ri na Tirisha. Gan ma Fada Boon na Riga Ora. Ascondan in me.
Tashe Gleich or an Asanchu.
And the Lunar is coming off it.
That was like one of your TV shows.
The Navanus. And we will invite you. Look into that picture.
We'll take you there, Louisa.
We are going to take you to the bottom of Flower.
We'll drown you there. We'll drown you in the where the Boyne meets the black water.
No, what we'll do is we'll baptise her again. We will baptise you
in the Devonish jersey. In the Devonish nutrition jersey.
We will baptise you in the sacred waters of the Boyne.
Yeah, lovely. Wow.
That's what we'll do, Larita.
Stop it. Easy.
As I went down to the river to pray, Gummy and the boys were birdies. Shame here, Lord, you say. Oh, no.
Do you want to do? We'll do it at 11 o'clock in the morning and straight afterwards we'll go for one pint. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. Hope you've enjoyed the show. See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.